AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's going to be a long cleanup in Louisiana and elsewhere from Hurricane Ida. Power could be out for weeks. Mayor LaToya Cantrell in New Orleans is telling people there to be patient.
We know it's hot. We know that we do not have any power, and that continues to be a priority that this administration is pushing forward on with Entergy.
At least four people have died in Louisiana and Mississippi. In Mississippi, two people died when seven vehicles plunged one after another into a deep hole where a dark rural highway collapsed because of Ida. Tom King is the local transportation commissioner.
It'll be closed down for a few months till we can get everything repaired and get the soil stabilized.
Some places along the Gulf Coast are also facing shortages of drinking water. Rain from Tropical Depression Ida is temporarily hampering cleanup in rural Tennessee in an area ravaged by recent deadly flooding. There is no new flooding so far. Republicans say President Biden botched the U.S. pullout in Afghanistan. Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins says the president should resign.
It's the right thing to do for the president of the United States to preserve some modicum of honor and to step down.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is urging all countries to help the people of Afghanistan in their darkest hour of need, saying almost half the population needs humanitarian assistance to survive. The Texas House approved a rewrite of the state's election laws. The full bill must now get final approval in the Senate before going to Governor Greg Abbott, who has said he'll sign the measure and could do so in the coming days. Google is once again postponing a return to the office for most workers until mid-January, in addition to requiring all employees to be vaccinated once its sprawling campuses are fully reopened. This is AP News. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam granted posthumous pardons to seven black men executed in 1951 for the rape of a white woman.
The Martinsville Seven were all convicted of raping 32-year-old Ruby Stroud Floyd in a predominantly black neighborhood in Martinsville in January of 1949. It was the largest mass execution for rape in U.S. history. In December, advocates and descendants of the men asked Governor Northam to issue posthumous pardons. Their petition does not argue that the men were innocent, but says their trials were unfair and the punishment was extreme and unjust. At the time, the case attracted pleas for mercy from around the world, and in recent years, it's been held up as an example of racial disparity in the use of the death penalty. I'm Shelley Antler.
Three residents of Minneapolis are suing the city over a ballot question on how to change policing in the wake of George Floyd's death at the hands of police. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.